ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال علي عليه السلام أقل ما يلزمكم لله ألا تستعينوا بنعمه على معاصيه.
Imam Ali said, "The least right of Allah on you is that you should not make use of His favors in committing His sins." Welcome back, dear listeners. It's wonderful to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we live in this fast-paced world, and in this fast-paced world, we just seem to be running around from day until night, morning until evening, really without any breaks in between. It is interesting, but Islam as a religion has emphasized highly that we should take time out in our daily life every single day and pay attention and focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in what form does Islam help us and teach us to focus on Allah? Well, it's through primarily the five daily prayers. These wajib, obligatory prayers, which a Muslim prays five times a day. Now, when talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that he was completely detached from the world, and he was so absorbed in Allah that he did not feel any pain because he was so absorbed and focused towards Allah. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that he was immune to pain, but it means that despite feeling pain, he would be so absorbed and focused in Allah that it was this focus and this attention and this love and this connection with Allah which was more powerful than the pain that he was feeling. Of course, I'm sure that many of you have heard about the story where once Imam Ali was hit with an arrow in his leg in one of these battles, and nobody was able to pull out this arrow out of his leg because there was so much pain involved in taking this arrow out, right? The arrow had penetrated so deep inside Imam Ali's leg that they knew that if they pulled it out, it would cause an incredible amount of pain. And so we find that the people then decided that when Imam Ali was to be in his prayers, that is when they would pull out this arrow. And this is because the people even knew that only in prayer is it that Imam Ali's spirit takes a distance, detaches from his body, in which he will not feel pain, because in prayers his attention and his focus will be towards Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And so, dear friends, just an example of how one should have complete focus in their prayers, despite the trials and tribulations that we face in our lives. A very profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. Ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." Ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet. And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Even when Amir al-Mu'mineen goes into the Masjid al-Kufa, he knew Ibn Muljim was there with the sword. What are his intentions? But he couldn't do anything. Because you cannot punish a person because of the intention, especially if your knowledge is based on, you know, ilm al-ghayb and not your normal means of information. And this is where we see that the musibat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that when he goes into the sajda, all of us go into sajda, and when we get up, normally we get up with a kind of a speed getting up. And you can imagine, as soon as Amir al-Mu'mineen was there in the sajda, and when he says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi, and after doing the zikr when he is getting up, Ibn Muljim was waiting for that moment. As soon as Amir al-Mu'mineen goes into sajda, he took out the sword, he comes to the mihrab closer to Amir al-Mu'mineen and striked it. He just struck the head of Amir al-Mu'mineen in such a way that when the person who was the doctor of the city came to, you know, check Amir al-Mu'mineen, he basically said that the sword had penetrated all the way to the brain. And the poison which was there in the sword had gone into the mouth. And so there is no cure for that. You know, when we hear about it, even then, look at the sense of justice and adl of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He indeed is the embodiment of justice and fairness.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.